Yep, you've got the typical man's dream. And I had it as well. And I thought that, you know, in retirement I would have a Class A or something like that. I thought, and I, you know, even got to fantasizing about in a perfect world, I just have a piece of property with a great big pole barn with all the hookups. And when I was home here in Michigan, I'd be up at my property on the pole barn, and the Class A would be all hooked up and everything up there. May or may not have a structure to come back to, you know, and then pull up the anchors and everything like that, and then hit the road and travel around the South, you know, in the winter, and stop in and bug people like Steve down there in Florida, you know, for a month, and then go see my kids in Texas for a month, and, you know, so I'm planning it all out in my head, and then Andrea, my wife, will have nothing to do with it, and, you know, and then the kids, they're not in Texas anymore. Steve's still down in Florida, so, but I don't need a Class A motorhome to go down there and bug him. So, yeah, it's just, you know, all of a sudden, I still think about getting something. I throttled it back a little. You know, I'm thinking now maybe a small, you know, two-person camper that I could pull with my SUV. So I've really throttled back, and I still would like to do something like that, but I don't know. I think me, getting lost in America is a fantasy that I had for a little while and probably is slowly fading out.